there is no recognized government, legitimate government in Libya that the majority of Libyans accept yet. They're in the process. So there you have a real situation of chaos. We don't know really what happened. We want to find out what the security relationships were. But people who were deeply supportive of the overthrow of Gaddafi have themselves been kidnapped, been assaulted, and attacked. It's chaos there. We want to, though, recognize, and happily we don't see the deaths, the same thing happened in Cairo. And in Cairo, we have a smoother transition going on, but we have a lot of people with stakes in the future. Where the attack occurred around the American Embassy in downtown Cairo, that's an area full of all sorts of Egyptian military resources that could have intervened that did not. So there, the larger sort of conspiracy possibility of the issue was the military trying to embarrass the new government. I mean, as the situation stands right now, both governments, the Egyptian government and the Libyan government, is trying to work out a positive relationship with the United States. In this case, the Egyptian military could have been uncomfortable with that. So we've got all of these different factors going on. We've got bigotry in a world where people don't recognize that Islam is part of that same Jewish, Judaic, Christian tradition, because they don't know enough about Islam to know it's terribly familiar and to think it's something that they want to castigate and insult. So there are an awful lot of players here, thoughtless players, and the tragedy of the death of the American consulate and I guess his colleagues around him.
Are you surprised at all at the level of violence that was perpetrated in this case as far as other protests?
I don't think I would be surprised at all. I mean, the Gaddafi government distributed massive amounts of weapons. Those weapons are enormously available. There's an incredible amount of anger, lots and lots of groups. But the fact is there's been an enormous amount of violence. It's a little bit like a generation ago when we heard about Americans being kidnapped in Lebanon and forgot that so were large numbers of other people. We got caught. Incredible tragedy for the families. It's going to be even more complicated to make a smooth transition. Both Egypt and Libya need a good relationship with the West. This is going to hurt that. Did it happen because people are playing on that issue, trying to take advantage of it, or was it just chaos and anger and frustration? All across the Middle East, you have a lot of young people who are absolutely bored. They cannot get a job. They're incredibly frustrated. I was in Egypt a couple of months ago, and at one point, going down a street in the direction of the pyramids, four different individuals threw themselves physically in front of the taxi I was in. They could have been run over, and all they really wanted was to talk me into hiring them to walk around the pyramids. That's how frustrated and angry people are. And then you add a flame, a book of matches thrown in by this idiot group, a Christian Jewish group who created this film and promoted it. The entire thing is appalling and completely predictable.
We've heard from the Secretary of State, Secretary Clinton. We've heard from the President, and both of them have said that they will be working swiftly to bring those who perpetrated these attacks to justice. Given this situation in Libya with the factitious groups and as far as security there, do you expect that this will be a swift investigation and that these folks will be brought to justice?
Oh, I think we may have a swift investigation, but whether they're going to find, you know, the people who actually did this in the context of this kind of chaos, I don't think that the circumstances are such that it would make it easy to facilitate that. That may happen, but our people are still dead. The families of the Libyan security people are still dead. And it is a tragedy whether these people are caught or not. But it is indicative of a larger circumstance. We have, in the last year and a half, a huge chunk of the human community, a good chunk of the Arab world, caught in this explosive effort to build a new future for themselves. And this is, in a sense, a minor part of the horror of what's going on right now, for example, in Syria. The whole area is in flux. Our people got caught, and it is a tragedy for everybody.